Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
The threats against religious freedom continue to mount, and Liberty Counsel is standing in the gap. Hi, I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber to talk about these issues of religious freedom, life, and family. Matt, we have the year-end partners report to help our donors, our supporters, individuals who have a concern about America, get an idea of just some of the things that Liberty Counsel is involved with in 2014, and they've been significant. We want to begin with religious freedom with respect to litigation.
This report, it's very encouraging. It's encouraging to me. I know that it is going to be encouraging to supporters of Liberty Counsel. When you make an investment of your time, of your treasure in support of a imperative group like Liberty Counsel, it's nice to see the return on your investment. And this is just a great assessment for 2014 of what those donors have invested in and the great return.
Well, with regards to this year-end report, we've got it divided as religious freedom, life, and family in terms of litigation. That doesn't even go over some of the non-litigation issues, and we resolve hundreds and hundreds of those. Plus, we also have it divided into other ways as well. I think it'll be very encouraging to you, and it also helps to show the gifts that you give to Liberty Counsel. Your participation in this ministry have a far-reaching impact. We talked about the Hobby Lobby case with respect to abortion in the Obamacare. We talked about the town of Greece, prayers before public assemblies. We talked about Child Evangelism Fellowship and the Good News Clubs. But we also defended, among many others, homeowners Enoch and Inez Berlucci. They live in Kissimmee, Florida, which is in Central Florida. And in their neighborhood, they had a statue of Jesus and a statue of Mary. They're small statues. They're very beautiful in their decoration and their appearance, right in the front of their home, close up to the entrance to their home. They're not out by the sidewalk. They're right there up to the front. Small statues. And they were told you have to remove those. Why? Well, because they were religious in nature. I mean, Matt, this was outrageous. And had Liberty Counsel not intervened, they would have had to remove these statues because they're religious in nature.
And what was particularly striking about this is it was simply because of this homeowners association, simply because these were Christian statues, Catholic and Christian ornaments and things that they had in their yard, that it was problematic. They specifically asked, what's the religious significance of this? I mean, just pride into their own private business to narrow down, you know, the religious aspects of this, which is just completely absurd, especially when you consider that other lawns had won awards by the Homeowners Association, one with a topless Greek statue. I mean, there were all kinds of different statues, human skulls and during Halloween and so forth, yet it was just the Christian nature of Enoch and Inez's lawn that was problematic for this Homeowners Association. And if Liberty Counsel hadn't been there, they may still be suffering persecution today.
What was so ironic about this, Matt, is that the Homeowners Association actually gives an award to the best decorated lawn. And here is the sign in the lawn of the winner selected by the Homeowners Association. And right beside it is a statue, like a topless Greek statue, a 4-foot tall topless Greek statue right there. And so this was the lawn that won the most decorated lawn by the Homeowners Association. That was fine. The human skulls were fine. Those were no problem, but the 2.5 foot or so, no more than 3 foot tall statue of Mary and statue of Jesus, well, that caught their attention, and they wrote a letter to Enoch and Inez telling them that they had to remove them. They asked them, give us the religious significance of these statues and tell us why you need to have them. And they also were told, you need to move these to the back of your house or put a fence around them so you can't see them. I mean, it was absolutely unbelievable. Now, they could have simply said, well, this is the big homeowners association. We're going to have to move these two statues back to the back of our house. No one's going to see them there except for those two individuals, or we're going to have to put up a fence so no one can see them, so no one would be offended. These were beautiful statues, about 36 inches tall, no bigger than that, of Mary and Jesus. And instead of backing down, Enoch and Inez contacted Liberty Council, and Liberty Council got involved, and we went directly to the Homeowners Association and to their attorney and issued a strong letter. And the good news is Enoch and Inez ultimately still have the statues of Mary and Jesus there, and they do not have to take them down.
Now, Matt, Liberty Council also filed a brief with the Supreme Court to defend the rights of churches to advertise or display religious messages, just like other, you know, entities are permitted to advertise or display secular message. What is it about this myth, this so-called separation of church and state myth, that has completely twisted the Constitution and the original intent of our founding fathers? You know, what is it about this issue? It has been pushed so hard by secularists to try to shut down freedom of religious expression. This was just another example of that.
Yeah, and in fact, the issue before the court, which the lower court actually upheld the restriction, and they said that there was, they were going to uphold it because there was no evidence that the government actually intended to discriminate on the basis of religion. Well, the fact of the matter is people can hide their intent pretty well, but nevertheless, if it discriminates on the basis of your Christian or religious viewpoint, it's still unconstitutional. So if everyone else can have their secular messages, but you can't advertise Jesus is the reason for the season, or you can't advertise your church or have something regarding your church or speaking about the sanctity of human life, you can't have that because it's religious in nature, that's unconstitutional. So that's before the United States Supreme Court. We filed a brief. It's a major case because it'll have a big impact, not only with regards to churches, but other individuals around the country who have restrictions on what they can put in their yards simply because the message is religious. Churches, simply because the message is religious. This will have a big impact around the country.
Now, Matt, you mentioned the sanctity of human life. That's the issue that launched you into what you do today. The sanctity of human life and abortion. What Liberty Council has once again defended a number of pro-life sidewalk counselors against, for example, a law in South Florida restricting their speech, an unconstitutional law, I might add, near an abortion clinic. It seems that, again, secularists and pro-aborts want to shut down any truth relative to the abortion issue.
Yes, this is regarding Susan Pine and others down in South Florida. In fact, we already won a case regarding Susan when the United States Department of Justice under Eric Holder came after her. They wanted to fine her and remove her from being in front of a abortion clinic down there. We ultimately defended her, and the Department of Justice had to pay over $100,000 for their frivolous lawsuit. They wanted to intimidate her. Now what we have is a restriction on their speech that's been passed by the pro-abortion government or the city council down there, and we're challenging that. Susan just wants to be there. About 15, 20 years ago, she had an abortion herself. She believed the lies, and now she wants to give other people what she did not know. Had she known the truth that she was taking the life of her child, she would not have done it. Had she known the consequences, she would not have done it. She wants to save women and children from that dreadful decision. And so we're standing with her and others around the country as they continue to stand for the sanctity of human life. You can go to Liberty Council's website, lc.org. That's lc.org. For more information, any contribution to Liberty Council between now and the end of the year will be doubled. That means your gift will be doubled of any amount. As long as it's marked by December 31, dated by December 31, or in your own time zone online, you can go to lc.org by December 31, that gift will be doubled. So continue to pray for this ministry and make your gift strategically count. Double your gift between now and the end of the year. Again, the website is lc.org, or you can call 1-800-671-1776. Don't be discouraged. Get encouraged. Pray for the ministry of Liberty Council and for this country. God can turn this country around in a heartbeat. If His people pray, humble themselves, seek His face, turn from their wicked ways, the Scriptures say God will hear, He will forgive, and He will heal our land. We are believing God for His promises. Join Liberty Council. Don't get discouraged. Get encouraged. Pray for the ministry of Liberty Council, all of our families, all of our staff members, and for the ministry to be advanced and to be blessed. But you can also be part of it as well. Go to lc.org. You can sign up for our Liberator newsletter. You can receive other gifts and information for your family right there on the resources page at lc.org. But also, your gift will be doubled. Any gift between now and the end of the year will be doubled. So make your gift count this year for Liberty Council for Life and Family.
You have been listening to Faith and Freedom with Matt Staver of Liberty Council. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Working together, we can make a difference. Get informed and stay involved. Visit Liberty Council's website at lc.org. That's lc.org. And tune in next time right here for Faith and Freedom.